This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass on a Wednesday. Spend some time with the Wings. You want it? Go back. Odyssey Rewind. We are officially into people's commutes being disrupted.
It's Orange Barrel season, and we kicked it off with, just a boom. With the 696 eastbound being shut down.
Yeah.
And we have listened this morning. We were going to talk about this anyway in regards to how has it affected your commute. Have you found that sneaky way around? Have you made adjustments? Maybe you're adjusting even just your travel schedule. But this morning, as we've listened, there was in the 20-minute detour that includes the lodge was shut down. And we just heard in the last traffic update, maybe it's been in a couple of them, I missed it, but eastbound right around Orchard Lake, there's an accident off to the shoulder, but that's where it all starts to narrow on 696. So traffic is jammed up there. Lucy's commute is easy. She's walking to class. Ruby and Ellie were stuck trying to find ways around, and it's just been a nightmare to start it off, at least from my perspective. And it's not one that I have to travel unless I am going to where the girls go to high school. I'm affected a little bit by it because that's where it starts to narrow down on 696.
If you guys are stuck in it right now, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
If you could maybe describe how many minutes have been added to your commute. Is this worse than you anticipated? Have you found the shortcut yet, or is the reality there's just no shortcuts? Because people are trying. Like the mile roads, the other day on 11 Mile Road, west of Royal Oak, right, that's going to be where you're going to really feel it. I've never seen traffic as bad as that in Royal Oak.
Right.
And that's going to be one of the areas that's stressed is that east-westbound mile roads, your 10s, your 11s, your 12s, your 13s. I don't know if there is a solution. We're going to have to grin and bear it?
Well, and here's the thing is, and I hate to state the obvious, but this is the first 3 days of a 2-year stretch. Let that sink in for a moment. It's going to be a long haul. And people will find ways around. And people are just, how are you adjusting your commute? Is it simply, hey, I'm going to drop the kids off at school and I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee until things clear out? Do you even have the flexibility to do that?
Yeah, people say, well, just leave 15 minutes early.
Well, right.
Well, you're losing 15 minutes of your morning. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but it's also if you're dropping your kid off at school, and that's when your commute is going to start...
It's unavoidable.
Yeah, sometimes you can't drop your kid off 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
So they're just going to be standing outside. It's raining today.
Right. School starts at the same time. You can't go, hey, bump it up 15 or back 15. And then you're in the heart of it, right? You drop the kids off and you're in the heart of it. You don't get to opt out of the traffic. Now you got to go back into the wilderness and fight through all the traffic to get where you need to go.
Have you adjusted yours?
The way in is fine right now because I'm heading west.
Right.
The way home, I've had two attempts to navigate it. I've tried different things both times. It's probably doubled my commute.
Will you use one of the traffic apps or one of the map apps?
So the first day it wasn't adjusted. It kept telling me to get on 696. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I don't know how long it takes for whether people use Waze or if they use like the Apple Maps on their phone until it really
Waze
kicks
has
in.
Been updated.
Okay.
I use that one quite a bit. Tells me where the popo are.
Speed check ahead.
Yes. Still there. Click.
So when we come in, John, we come in eastbound 696, and we get off literally right before it's down to, you have to veer off to the lodge.
Right.
American Drive. So as you said, the lanes start to get down to 3 and then 2 just about Orchard Lake Road.
Right. That's roughly. where it starts to narrow down.
So this brings up the good old debate, the zipper method.
Oh.
All you people sitting out there right now, if you use a zipper method, because that's why it goes down to 3 lanes and then 2 lanes over such a long stretch, because they're trying to get you to slowly everybody merge. And if you're a big semi, you shouldn't sit in the left center lane and block people.
Right.
I'm opening up a lot of wounds right now. No, but the zipper method is the right way.
Right. And I know people always hate it when people, you know, blow by them in a lane that they know is ending. But the zipper method is the fastest way. It has been proven. And there's no signs out there right now. But I have been entering construction zones where there are actually some of those digital signs where they're trying to tell people that use the zipper method. Don't just jam up the right lane.
Now, I do think this is going to be the worst of it this week. There's going to be some days, look, where you have some accident out here and it's going
to... They just happen to be everywhere today.
Mess things up even more, okay? But once people get used to this, that's the thing I learned from the other 696 and 275 closures the last 4 years, is that once people got used to it, it seemed to not be so bad. Mm-hmm. That it's almost like driving in snow the first time every year. You got to get used to, okay, well, where the lanes start ending? How's the flow work? People feeling it out, you know, and it'll slowly get better.
Do people fight the zipper? Because, like, we all agree it's the right way to do it.
I saw last time when we went to Cedar Point this summer that there was a truck down on 75 just around Monroe where they're doing construction.
You're saying a truck
stopped and barely crawling. In the lane before everybody starts merging.
But semi-trucks should know better. These guys are on the road all the time, right?
Well, there's people who think the zipper method is not the best method. And then there's also wait your turn guy.
Yes, I love the individual who wants to take up the both lanes with their little bitty car. And people just, you know, go around them. And it's not called the zipper method so you can zip around. It is the zipper method because that's how a
And the reason
works.
I know this is right is because John Jansen says so. See, there's certain things in life that John Jansen believes in. Driving techniques and things that you'd think about driving, I just like, it's like the gospel to me.
Well, I appreciate that.
I was going to say, putting this guy in high regard here.
No, now there's other things like, you know, when certain things. All right, we won't get into that.
Yeah. Well, have you taken your shirt off going to the bathroom?
No,
I'm telling you right now.
That's absurd.
You need to try it.
I don't need to because there's just no reason to.
I'm telling you. It's a hidden pleasure.
Some early ticket techs. Problem is, on the lodge, all the people who don't normally take it don't know that the speed limit is really 85.
Right.
You get people going, oh, it's 55, and they're just going to clog it up even more.
Right, yeah. And I even have some friends that are police officers texting me right now saying, love the zipper method.
Police have stated that the zipper method is the proper method.
Yeah. You have a lane. It's closing. Use the lane while you have it.
Yes.
You wouldn't drive on 696 and go down to one lane when you have 3 others available.
Right.
You wouldn't do that then.
Use all of the highway or road at your disposal. It's like people ego. Like, well, they're not going to cut in front of me.
Right. Yeah. Or, yeah, it's the individual that, you know, all of a sudden you do get to where it actually has to merge. And they're riding the bumper in front because I am not letting you in front of me.
How dare you didn't get over before?
Yes.
You're not getting in front of me now.
I'm going to personally punish you by making you wait.
Yeah. So then my question is, I just start easing over, and how much do you believe in your insurance company? Mm-hmm. and they eventually move.
I'm driving a golf cart. I'm not going to be, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to deal with it more than I am at that point.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Texter says there's no good routes. Too many closures affecting the same localized areas. It says, my wife and I decided to look for a new house sooner when hearing about this detour. She's going back to the office 5 days a week. It says, God save the commuters.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that everybody's going to have to adjust to. And whether it's your travel schedule, and you might be able to adjust your travel schedule more when school is out for the summer, because you won't have that the drop-off or the pickup at the end of the day. But as of right now, people are really trying to figure out, where is, am I going to get off at Orchard Lake, and am I going to take 12 Mile in? Well, oh, there's a fender bender on 12 Mile, and all of a sudden that's backed up. And you know what? Everybody else is making that decision as well.
Texture says, I'm not over that way regularly, but if I did have an alternate route, I wouldn't share it. I don't need it getting clogged up with traffic after I tell everybody about it. On top of that, in 2 years, 696, people are going to find the route anyway. I'll keep it a secret as long as possible. Come on.
Jerk.
Jerk.
I kind of understand it, though.
The zipper method may be the best on paper, but people feeling like they're more important than others is why it doesn't work in reality.
We're not all in.
We're not right. committed to it.
Yes, you need to fully commit as a community of drivers. And so I was faced with this situation the other night. Ruby had a basketball game Monday night, and Ellie, who's got her driver's permit, was like, Dad, can I drive to the game? I'm like, no, you know what? It's rush hour, and there's a new traffic pattern. Well, I'm going to have to take it at some point. I'm like, yes, well, you can watch as I navigate it. And literally as we're doing it, the same thing is happening. People are taking up a couple of lanes because things are slow. They're not allowing the zipper method to fully go into effect. And if we would just buy in, what do we have to do to convince you that the zipper method is the fastest and most efficient way to do this?
You put Ruby on the bench. You told her.
No, Ellie was on the bench.
I'm sorry, Ellie.
Yeah.
You told her to go on the bench and wear a hat and hold a clipboard.
Yep. Gain some experience. Yep. Mm-hmm. A veteran was going to drive. Just a veteran of driving.
By the way, good for her for wanting to do that.
Yes, yes. And in my truck. She loves driving my truck, by the way.
Bunch of texts on the zipper. You know what it is? It's kind of like roundabouts. We've done this before, too.
Oh,
roundabouts are the...
I love roundabouts.
I do, too.
Me
but
too.
I hate people who don't.
People can't handle it. Just like the zipper. They ruin what should be the preferred way to handle an intersection. The roundabout's the better way to do it. We're not sitting waiting at red lights if we had more roundabouts, but people can't handle it. The zipper, we should use the highway as much as we can, but people can't handle it.
I love coming up to the front of a roundabout and watching the person in front of me look both ways. No one is coming from the right. If they are, there are bigger issues. You'll only have to look one way in a roundabout.
Well, I can understand. Okay. So obviously the cars are going around about the same way, but if another car is going to come out, you don't want to like speed up.
No, you just, you don't want to speed up. You just let them go.
Well, yeah, but if you don't look that way and don't realize they're going to be coming out into the roundabout before you, I get.
Yeah, but that's the next intersection. You are entering into moving traffic that's only coming from the left.
Yeah, you only have to watch one direction. It should be easier to avoid crashes.
Or the amount of people that are in that center lane that then want to make the exit out of that first.
Oh, well, that's the other problem.
Well,
yeah.
I'm always yelling, it's a yield! It's a yield! It's not a stop sign! It's a yield sign!
Yes. Does Emily reply?
No, she
does. What does yield mean, Mommy? It's what they're not doing! Damn it!
Gosh.
248-539-9797. We have some Lions offseason questions. We're 5 days away from free agency. The five biggest questions for the Lions. That's at 8:35. More of your thoughts next, 97.1.
It is Orange Barrel season, but it's also time for you to start thinking about your lawn. It is going to start greening up. We got rain today and some beautiful weather on the horizon next week. You want to make sure you take care of that now. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service is the company you need to call. The number 888-GET-GREEN. You can find more information on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. For a limited time only, right now, purchase a full lawn program and you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 the ticket. And here is what you get with Natural Way. They're going to use fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. Each lawn is going to be assigned its own specialist, and they're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. They also offer pest control services, locally owned and operated for 35 years. Keep your money local. Go with a local company and one that knows and has been in business. They know what to do. I mentioned that Get Green, Stay Green, and the early bird special. Save some green when you prepay. Call by the end of the month for the early bird discount. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Okay, we brought up all this construction and shutdowns and 696 and the mile roads, an accident on the lodge today. You guys have probably been dealing with it. We're all going to be dealing with it for 2 years here. Don't know that it was planned all that well, but we're all going to deal with it. But we're learning that it's not just about the construction and the road shutdowns, the closures. It's also our fellow drivers.
Yes.
The zipper method should be our friend, but we have people who want to fight about that.
The zipper method, it's taught in driver's training. If you look at almost every state on their websites, they have all of the reasons why the zipper merge is safer, more efficient, and it keeps traffic moving. So you're going to slow down. There's no question. You're going from four lanes to two.
The key is everybody has to do it, though.
Right.
Well, that's what this texter says.
When you get up to the line and you're one of the people, it needs to be one by one. So one in the lane that's trying to get over, then one in the lane that's in the lane that they're trying to get into. And you just go boom, 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 boom like that. And it's like...
You alternate. Yes, you're respectful of your...
To think that everybody's going to agree in this country is... Hey, we did get just a live text. I didn't give you this one.
Yeah.
They said that since you guys started talking about this... that people have started doing the zipper method right outside our office here on 696. And his ways time went down 4 minutes. People helping people.
Public service.
You mentioned one at a time, either or alternating, kind of like the grooves on a zipper.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Guys.
And if you do allow somebody in front of you, you don't lose. Like, I think driving is, at times, a competitive sport, especially in the state of Michigan and in Detroit. I get it. I get caught up in that as well. But if you get in front of somebody, you don't win anything. And if you allow somebody in front of you and you're courteous, you're not losing anything either.
Texter says, I drive a semi for a living. Zipper doesn't work because you don't account for the large number of entitled a-holes on the road. Here's the thing. It's the people who get resentful, right, that are mad that you went all the way up.
Because they chose to get over 2 miles ahead.
Yeah.
And we should have all done the same thing. That's
right.
Dumb.
See, the reality is we're going to zipper either way.
The pavement is there to use.
Use it.
Yeah, it's a runway. Okay, anyway, Scott, you're in Wayne and you want to fight with us. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Well, I'm hoping that's not a fight. And granted, John, I didn't read all that stuff you were talking about. Maybe I need to look at some of this data. But I got to say, it does feel like if I can see the lanes closing and I do my part and I get over in anticipation of this bottleneck and a bunch of people drive right by me, yeah, it does build up a little bit of resentment. I feel like we can all agree that once the bottleneck closes, everything starts moving. So when these heroes of the road, these semis, block the lane, it's almost like it's adding an intelligence to the lane closure point, right?
No, it just backs it up, and now it makes it a hard stop. Instead of right. Actually being able to merge, now there's a roadblock. It's like the MDOT put up the pylons and just said, you're going to stop merging here. They didn't do that.
Yeah,
they allowed for extra runway.
Well, it's like MDOT saying, okay, this traffic's backed up for a mile. We probably need to move this bottleneck point back a little further so that people can... It's still the zipper method, John, right? You're still zippering.
Yeah.
You're just, the merge point's now behind the semi. He moved it all back so that it could all function a little bit better. So it's still zipper.
Why does that semi driver decide where that's going to start or not? Why doesn't it start where the construction does?
Because unlike the construction pylons, he's sentient and can see what's going on in real life.
I don't know. Some of these drivers, you wonder if they're sentient, Scott. But I get what you're approaching.
That's a good point.
You're approaching it from like what you believe is logical, right?
Yeah.
But what we're telling you is there's still more road to work with. Let's use what we have.
Yes.
Let's allow people to drive the speed limit a little longer.
The zipper method allows you to crawl together instead of coming to complete stops.
Yes.
And a ticket text that just came in. They use it, and they've been putting it in at fast foods across the nation. Now there are two things you go up to order with at the drive-thru.
Yes.
And for some reason, unless there's that occasional rager in one of those, you go, I go. You go?
Yes.
I go.
And at a restaurant, one of these where you do have that, where one lane is like, hey, okay, I've ordered online, I'm showing up, and the other one is I'm going to order in person. It works wonderful when the merge happens, and people do alternate.
And I get it, man. The caller used a great word, resentment. Everybody has sat there and seen people go flying by them, sure, and you're like...
But that was your choice.
Exactly.
How do you resent somebody when you made the choice to get over way before them? How can you resent them? You made that choice.
Right. You are right. I'm just saying, I think at some point everybody's experienced that, or you say to yourself, I was an idiot for getting over this early.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would equate it to kind of like somewhat like people who use the fast pass at Cedar Point. If you don't buy the fast pass and you see people continuously going ahead of you, you kind of start sitting there and you're like, wow, I'm an idiot, A, for not buying it, or B, you sit there and you can kind of boil about it a little bit.
Yeah.
People prefer to boil.
They do.
I believe that. They just prefer to boil.
Get to Heather with the news.
Ah, let's do that. Former Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio is finding a new role in retirement.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, he was just named to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee on Tuesday. So this is a 3-year term, begins this spring. He says he's excited and honored to be selected, and he looks forward to bringing a coach's perspective to the process.
More good football people on that committee is only a good thing.
Yep. Another Metro Detroit community has rejected a bid by Sheetz to open their big gas station convenience store. So on Monday, the Wixom Planning Commission voted 6-0 against the chain's request to move into the former Rite Aid location on Pontiac Trail. So,
would they just rather it stay empty?
Well, no, but they didn't feel like this particular gas station convenience store fit the usage space. Said that there's 3 existing gas stations on 3 of the other corners. Just didn't feel like this was the right fit or the right use of that space.
This isn't the first time we've heard about Sheetz getting told no.
No.
I feel like this is in the news every other week.
Sheetz says they believe it was more of the opposition from the existing gas stations, which probably was. I'm sure the other gas stations don't want to see this big, massive convenience store, gas station being built. But anyway.
So they're all saying no Sheetz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
But aren't they also, like most of these gas stations are also big chains themselves, right?
They're big chains, but I think that they're operated
locally. They're individual
locally.
Yeah.
Okay. Is how I take it, but I am not 100% sure. But they do say Sheetz does plan to open 50 to 60 Michigan locations in the next 5 years. That is their plan. The Rensen will not become a historical building. Remember we were talking about this? Like during the redevelopment plans of the Renaissance Center, there was a group of people hoping to preserve the buildings. And one way they were hoping to do that was by urging the city to consider giving the building historic designation, because if they do that, obviously some of the towers might not be completely torn down like that's in the plans, right? They say that if they would be given the like historic designation, the commission could review permit applications for work for up to a year. So there more time to think about what could be done to that area. However, Detroit City Council turned down this historic eligibility study for the Rensen in an 8-1 vote. So that will not be an issue. This is kind of interesting. The Kalamazoo Growlers. They're a summer league baseball team, obviously based out of Kalamazoo. They've just unveiled... you might want to call it horrifying, or maybe this is something you're really into. A new hot dog concoction.
Oh.
Yes.
I might be into it.
It's dubbed the Scat Dog.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not a great name in the first place, because it doesn't sound appealing, but on Tuesday...
I'm willing to listen. Tell me more.
They announced that this new hot dog will be on the menu for 6 home games this summer. So the Scat Dog is a hot dog that's topped with whipped cream, sprinkles. There's a maraschino cherry tucked in between 2 chocolate cake donuts. So I do have a picture of it.
John, it's awesome.
So like the bun is a chocolate glazed donut. The hot dog's there, and then it's got the whipped cream, the sprinkles, the cherry on top.
It's a dessert dog. I love it.
Cherry between the buns.
This guy.
It does look good.
All you guys.
Don't lump me in with
him. No, this doesn't look good. This does not look good at all.
That's awesome.
That looks disgusting.
Are you kidding me?
You know what it is? It's the brown, the chocolate donut to me that does it. Like, I would rather prefer a regular plain, what is it? Are they vanilla?
Oh, no.
Why?
No. The chocolate is what makes the whipped cream good. The cherry on top is obviously the cherry on top. And then you put your dog in there.
No.
I think it looks terrific. You know who would like this? Teddy. 100%.
Yes. Everything a kid likes. Sprinkles,
we go to
Kalamazoo. Hot dogs.
Yes, and this is definitely going to be on the
gross
menu.
Heather, you have the worst food opinions on the show, right? Is anybody going to fight that?
Nope.
Somebody else is going to look at this picture and say, that looks foul. That's disgusting. Okay.
I have a theory why Heather does not like this, and it is not for the air.
Okay, then. Coming up next.
Let's not go there.
Look, we're going to do a lot coming up. We've got some talk about the Lions. Five big questions, 5 days out from free agency. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car accident, you feel the stress, the pain, the confusion, and you need someone who's going to look out for you. You need someone who actually cares. That's KG Law. You're not going to be left in the dark waiting years and years just for them to settle for a tiny amount. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES. Check them out, 877-KG-CARES.com. Lawrence KG saw firsthand on his way up in this business that there wasn't enough communication. You'd go months or even years and then get that small settlement check. He decided, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to do that. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. Visit KGCARES.com. That's K-A-J-Y, KGCARES.com. Ken Cal on the call. Wings with a loss last night. That's now 3 in a row, tied for the longest losing skid under Todd McClellan. Bad time for it. Deadline's on Friday. We'll take the pulse of Hockey Town in the 9 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're also going to talk about something I learned.
Oh, yeah?
John, we've been doing this show together for over a year, and I learned something about you that threw me off.
Oh, well, I like to keep you on your toes, so to speak.
Okay, we'll make time for that in the 9 o'clock hour, too. You have a question about the Pistons.
Yeah, and I think it's an easy question. I want to know if... I think we all believe that they're making the playoffs. They have played well enough. They are playing well enough. And injury aside, don't even want to make that part of the equation, they're going to make the playoffs. Can they win a playoff series? And if the answer is yes, I want to know which teams that they may face in the playoffs that you think they could win a series against. Who can they beat in a 7-game series?
Pistons are the 6th seed right now. The potential opponents for them, let's just kind of keep this simple. They could play the Knicks, the Bucks, or the Pacers, depending on how this shuffles in the next, you know, month or two here. We don't really have to entertain any other teams, right? They're not going to play Cleveland or Boston in the opening round.
No.
And we think they're in the playoffs, so they avoid the play-in and, you know, the Miamis and Orlandos and Atlantas and Chicagos.
Yes.
So we're talking about a pod of New York, Milwaukee, and Indiana. Can they beat any of those teams?
Mm-hmm.
My answer is yes, but only to one of them.
Oh.
It's the Knicks, who they've already beaten twice this season at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks have a losing record against teams above 500. They're 12-15 against good teams in the NBA. So I think they're kind of inflated as the 3 seed in the East. Cade's shown out at Madison Square Garden. We're watching the Pistons play a brand of defense that I think translates to the NBA playoffs. And I think they could beat the Knicks in a 7-game series. Now, the Pacers have handled business against the Pistons head-to-head this season. They've done well against teams with winning records, 15-12. I don't think, as entertaining as it would be, that the Pistons are beating the Pacers. Milwaukee is where you get interesting. Giannis kills Detroit. And that team's got guys who have made runs. Giannis is an NBA champion. I think the Pistons would get tested. I think we'd learn a lot about them, but I don't think they're beating Milwaukee in a 7-game series. To me, it is the Knicks and the Knicks only.
So of those 3 teams, Knicks, Bucks, and Pacers, I think they could win a series against each of them. Now, would they go in favor? I think if they play New York, that is the most likely, like you, that I think that they can win a series. Indiana might be the most fun because of the drama involved. And I will say this, Do we, or I'll ask you this, do we believe that the Pistons are playing better basketball now than they were even in January?
Yes.
Okay. Last time they played the Pacers was at the end of January. Mm-hmm. They played Boston, and I know it's a one-off,
yep,
but that's more of who I believe this Pistons team is versus what we saw even as recently as January. So I would like to see them play against the Pacers. I think in a 7-game series, they can. Is it likely? No. But I think that's not will they, it's can they. And against Milwaukee, that might be the toughest to match up. And I think Gov mentioned this earlier. That might be the best measuring stick for where this Pistons team is if they were able to beat the Bucks. And honestly, the only reason I say this is because of the traits of their coach, Doc Rivers. If they're able to put it to 7 games, I like my odds. I like our odds, not my odds, our odds.
Yeah, I think Milwaukee provides the best measuring stick for them, because I think if somehow, some way, I would take Boston and Cleveland versus the field in the East to get to the finals.
Me too.
Sure.
But if there was one other team that I think could win, it's Milwaukee because of Giannis. Mm-hmm. So I think that it would provide a good barometer for where the Pistons are really at, because I know that the naysayers or the haters say, well, part of this is happening because the East sucks. There's so many, you know, like the Jimmy Butler thing has really hurt the Heat this year, that they mm-hmm. would be better if it was peace and harmony with Butler. And a couple other teams have kind of been less than anticipated. The Sixers, what a disaster. You know, so
is Jalen Duren and Beef Stew. Jalen Duren, one of the things we've talked about in the last, especially last 6 weeks, but last month, is the ability to defend the rim and his defense. Now, do I think he's going to stop Giannis? No. But can they affect him enough to allow the Pistons to win some of those games?
Okay, yeah, and that's why another measuring stick. He's owned them lately.
Certainly he has.
I mean, it's just they've had so much trouble against the Bucks in recent years. It was them that they played in the playoffs the last time, right?
Yes, they were swept.
Yeah, and I think by 20 points in each game. You know?
Blowouts, yeah.
I'd love to, if they took the Bucks to 6 or 7, I'd be like, wow, this team is getting there. Now, I know the Bucks have probably had their better day, and who knows if Giannis eventually moves on and stuff, but I just think that I'd like to see the mentioning. Although, from an entertainment perspective, there's a rivalry with the Pacers, and Beef Stew just, if the Pacers could get under his skin, or the Pacers tried to get under his skin and he wouldn't let it happen, would be some kind of fun sidebar stuff. But I mean, entertainment wise, if you're just going with that, it's a garden. It's playing the Knicks. They're going to be in prime games that the NBA will showcase, and it could be Cade's coming out party to anybody who hasn't noticed yet.
Well, so you've made this comparison before, when Trae Young had his coming out party.
Yeah.
The Hawks exceeded expectations. You remember what happened that breakout season? They only won 41 games. They made the Eastern Conference Finals. Nobody on this show is saying the Pistons are going to the Eastern Conference Finals, but no. The idea that they can't win a playoff series, if Cade is having that breakout season and you get him in a 7-game series and he's thrived in matchups with the Knicks, that's the best path to me.
Yeah, I think the Knicks would be the best path to truly win in a series.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like I'm saying I'm not really caring about if they win a series more than I want to see where they're truly at. Because I do think, like you said before, the Knicks are inflated a little bit probably this year. I actually think the Bucks are deflated.
Yeah.
Like, because they started in such a hole that they had to climb out of, that to me, them and the Pacers have the same record, but that I think the Bucks are a better team.
By the way, Atlanta that season in the first round beat the New York Knicks.
I know. That was Trae Young coming to the Garden. Yeah, I think that was game one or two they won. And, he just blossomed for people that didn't see that he was becoming a star. Very similar to Cade. They are a great example of what can happen, though. People thought the Hawks were on the ascent.
Ticket texters. I think the Pistons can beat the Pacers in 7 and the Knicks in 7. Ticket texter says, you guys better hope Valeni doesn't hear this. He'll lose it on you guys. He said no chance that they could win any first-round series.
Yeah, I heard a little yesterday, so I am paraphrasing.
I didn't
but
hear any of
that
it.
He thinks, you know, that they're the sixth seed because of everything else that's happened. Kind of some of the stuff I explained, which I think he's right about the Heat. I mean, Jimmy.
The Pistons have the
Jimmy
number
Butler
one defense since January 1st. Is that because the East is bad or because the Pistons are improving?
Well, you ask him. I'm not going
to. Are they more like the team that lost to Indiana January 29 or the Bucks? They haven't played the Bucks since early December. Are they more like that team, or are they more like the team that beat the Celtics? The answer is somewhere in between, right?
Yeah.
That's clearly the answer. But are they closer to a team that can compete with on a given night with the Boston Celtics? And I understand, yeah, they weren't at full strength. I'm not going to put the asterisk on. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. But I think we're somewhat underestimating the improvements that this team is and the confidence that they're playing
that's
with
what,
right
listening
now.
Listening to Mike yesterday, that's kind of what I felt.
He's missing that.
But he's actually said, I'm not trying to take away from what J.B. Bickerstaff. It's just, it was collectively the East is horse crap in the bottom. And then the fact that the despise for the NBA right now, too, is kind of like to where he didn't really care about it that much. And so, I find it unique that the Pistons are eerily kind of doing what the Lions did once they flipped it that year.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened quick. So is this something or nothing, or is it just because I just don't think it's just because the East is bad.
Look, you have a star blossoming, you're playing defense, you're winning, you're in the playoffs. I'd take that over what's going on the ice. We'll get to that after the update. It's 97.1.